Blog Talk Radio.
Then channeling that goddess energy to other women around you. So tonight we are going to be discussing gratitude. And gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. So before we get into all that, let's talk about how our week has been so far.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We were here last week, so we had a little rerun. So yeah, it's been 2 weeks. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that long,
no,
but that, and it's the full moon tonight. So what is it?
Beautiful.
It's in Aquarius, right?
Is
it the full moon in Aquarius?
So hold on.
Let's look this up to confirm before.
Yes. My face is on the moon on my phone. I have it as an app. So tell me what it's going into.
It's an energy vortex. And so I was always intrigued with it. But so when I got there, the landscape was completely different than what I had envisioned it to be. I mean, it was, they said it was monsoon season at this time right now, because there was a lot of rain. There was thunderstorms every night. But it was just really lush and green. And the air just smelled super clean. It was a very magical place. And so I had a wonderful time reconnecting with some goddess sisters and meeting new goddess sisters and just enjoying each other's company.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was beautiful, and I do plan on going back again sometime.
Good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And so did we find out whether it's an Aquarius or not?
It is an Aquarius.
I was right.
Yes.
I was right.
I've been doing all these different things with the moon today, so I'm like seeing different things in my head and just wanted to make sure if it's lunar cycle. And even though, let's put it this way. It comes to its peak on the lit part of its lunar cycle. There's actually two peaks. There's the full moon and then there's the new moon. So everything is heightened. It's also shining its light. It's like putting its light out on everything for everything to be seen. Nothing's, you know, in too much shadow because it's going to put light in all those shadows.
Right.
So nothing's hidden. Nothing is hidden. So you have that energy in play right now. Work, if you've ever worked in the medical field, or if you've ever, even if you didn't work in the medical field, you've always heard this, that the quote-unquote crazies come out on the full moon. It's not technically the crazies, it's just everybody's energy is on super high, because if you think about the full moon's effects on the tides,
right,
it's going to have the same effects on us, because we are water. I mean,
yeah, we're
like anything heightened and intense.
Okay, so we have like a double whammy here then, because we've got the heightened intense. And then the retrograde that's happening also.
Right. And
yeah, retrograde is in the solar eclipse. Yeah, and retrograde is going to be until January 2 of 2018. So
be really careful with business deals. Remember, communication is not going to be as clear as it ordinarily would be.
Mm-hmm.
Really think about before you sign anything or
yep.
get into new arrangements, and make sure that you're very clear about what you're doing and that there's agreement signed on both sides. If you are going to get into it, because we, even here, the three of us have experienced some interesting stuff going on with shifts with contracts and stuff. So,
yeah,
we just want everybody out there to be careful. Remember that you're a partner and you will not be communicating correctly. So,
yes,
be very
don't
clear.
Jump the gun, don't go.
Right.
It's time to take a step back, take a couple deep breaths.
I'm excited for someone out there, whoever
yeah.
that is.
So who out there would like a free goddess box? Not a subscription, just our very first box that we're sending out here. We're going to put out a contest.
Yes. Who doesn't love a contest?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love prizes? I do.
So later this evening, we are going to make a post about sharing. And whoever can share and tag us into each of those shares the most, we will contact you once we get our numbers ready, our numbers together.
We'll announce it live on the air.
We'll announce it live on the air on Monday. And we will we'll send you out a free bonus box so that you have one, and hopefully you enjoy it so much that you subscribe to the rest of them.
So technically, we only have 5 boxes left.
Right. We only have 5 to buy.
Yeah. So one is reserved for that special person. I'm going to share away.
And next week, we'll be talking more about the God Oils and incense and body scrub and body oil and the card itself and
affirmation bracelet.
And
your crystals.
So
lots of goddess goodies.
I'm going to throw this out there as a teaser, too. Even though we're not ready for it, and we've only talked about it, I just think it's a really good teaser.
Let's tease it up.
We're working on warrior boxes.
Ew!
So soon,
we'll be launching
warrior boxes. So for that man in the goddess's life who needs a little up, it's going to get
a little inspiration.
It's going to have the opportunity to purchase a warrior box, which will be similar to our goddess boxes, but not the same. They will be more of the masculine. The scrub will be
more masculine.
The oil and the candles will be work with the meditation together.
Absolutely.
You can be facing your goddess, and he can be facing his warrior, and then together work with those.
I'm so excited.
Also, on a side note, away from the goddess boxes, which, by the way, go to
mygoddessliving.com.
Thank you. Mygoddessliving.com and subscribe, and we will shoot you out of the box. If you do it, if you actually subscribe within this week, we can get it out to you this week. We will actually ship them per order that's coming out as opposed to holding on to it so that you can have Saraswati there and you can work with her.
Yep, and then you can receive all the free guidance next Monday.
Absolutely. And if you are in the Wilmington, Oak Island area, you will have an opportunity to meet the three of us.
Yay!
I am looking for just general stuff, important things. And I had a game plan. And my game plan was, okay, Thomas, did they tell us that we need to get out? I want you to grab clothing that you're going to need to wear and the most important things to you. I said, not everything, but, let's grab a blanket, let's grab this, let's make sure that we have enough of whatever, a pillow possibly or
a blanket.
A blanket. But I mean, the really important, irreplaceable thing. So then I said it to my mom as well, and then I went into my room, and the only things that I really cared about were almost
all the pictures.
I said, help your grandmother. If we need to get out,
I'm going to borrow and put on my witchy dress and
let it infuse.
And it was just a great feeling. The room was clean. My altar was clean. I lit the candles right around where the lunar eclipse was at its peak, which even though we couldn't see it here, that energy was so present. And sat down and listened to the music and the candles. And I was clean. The room was clean. It was just an amazing feeling just to have all that
clean
energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So then this way, when I do, I feel even more lifted and open to receiving whatever I want to manifest will come in that much quicker.
Well, see, I like to make the space. So then I sit there and I go, I have space to put something.
Yes.
aptitude to improve self-esteem. And a 2014 study published in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology found that gratitude increased athletes' self-esteem, an essential component to optimal performance. Other studies have shown that gratitude reduces social comparisons. Rather than becoming resentful towards people who have money or better jobs, a major factor in reduced self-esteem, grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments.
Wow, that's a very nice big one. Gratitude also increases mental strength. For years, research has shown gratitude not only reduces stress, but it may also play a major role in overcoming trauma. In a 2006 study published in Behavior and Research and Therapy found that Vietnam War veterans with higher levels of gratitude experienced lower rates of PTSD, instructed to keep a weekly gratitude journal, exercise 40 minutes more per week than a control group. No other study has yet to replicate these results. It could be because other gratitude studies testing this effort have been much stronger, or shorter, excuse me. In the range of 1 to 3 weeks, or it could be because this result was a fluke. Once again, time will tell, but it would not surprise me if being grateful for one's health would increase one's tendency to want to protect it by exercising more.
There you go. Gratitude helps us bounce back. Those who have more gratitude have more proactive coping styles and are more likely to have and seek out social support in times of need and are less likely to develop PTSD and more likely to grow in times of stress. In other words, they are more resilient. Gratitude also makes us feel good.
Surprised and nasty to say.
Right. Gratitude makes you a more effective manager. Effective management requires a toolbox of skills. Criticism comes too easily to most, while the ability to feel gratitude and express praise is often lacking.
Gratitude can help you network. It has been shown across a number of studies to increase social behavior. Two studies showed that those with higher levels of gratitude actually developed more social capital than those with lower levels. It can also increase your goal achievement. In a study, participants were asked to write down these goals, which they wish to accomplish over the next 2 months. Those who were instructed to keep a gratitude journal reported more progress on achieving their goals at the end of the study. One result doesn't make...
I'm just thinking, I learn something new every day.
Oh, shit. It makes it an asset of you and me. So don't assume. So that's number three. Find the courage to ask questions. You know, ask, just ask. Mm-hmm.
And that's actually, we're working with Emania next month. So ask. It's about asking, using your throat chakra. And just don't be afraid to do that. And finally, the fourth one is to always do your best.
Yes.
Don't
that's
do
all you can do.
Don't do things half-assed. If you're not going to do them, don't do them at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do them halfway. It's like baking a cake. You forget an egg and then you have a flat. You have a pancake.
Yeah,
you know,
no one's gonna eat that.
No one's gonna eat it. So you might as well put the effort through and really do it right.
Okay? I like that. Those are four good agreements to live by.
Yeah, the book is actually an excellent book. I've read this book a couple times, and I always use it in teaching classes, especially with manifesting, because it's being honest with yourself and living in the moment. So those things are very, very, very important.
I like it.
So, we've got Leia leaving us in about 5 minutes.
In just a few minutes. Are y'all going to miss me?
Yes, we are going to miss you. We're going to miss you. And I don't know that we're going to be on too much longer because I'm wrapping up here with the story.
Oh, Buddha.
The story of the Buddha. And I'm going to tell this in short. In our group, we've been learning about Buddhism because
mm-hmm.
we're going through all the religions and learning the commonalities of them. And this morning I was talking to a good friend of mine and I was working through a problem with her. And for some reason, I just needed to let her know this story. And she says, are you going to mention it on the show tonight? And I said, you know what? Actually, I will.
It's a good one.
It is a good one, and it actually puts everything into perspective. I'm sorry, actually is my word tonight. It puts everything into perspective for all of us to completely understand. Suddhara
a prince by the name of Satahara. He was before he was born, his mother had a dream of an elephant and
Ganesh.
And they went to a priest, and the priest told him that he would be a spiritual ruler of India. And the king decided that he didn't want a son being the king of, a spiritual leader of India. He wanted him to rule the kingdom. So he decided that he was going to lock his son up in the kingdom and give him everything. Anything that he wanted, he was welcome to have. If he wanted, you know, sugar, if he wanted cake, if he wanted fruit, whatever it is that he wanted, he got everything. So he was never outside of the kingdom's grounds for very long. And one day, as he was older, he decided that he wanted to go out and explore. So he took his group with him and they went out on horseback, and he came across a poor man who was begging for change.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "What is this? I've never seen this before. I don't know what, you know, being poor looks like. Why is he begging for change?" Because he didn't have the association of knowing.
Yeah.
So then he comes along a man who's also poor, but this one is starving and begging for food. And he goes, "How can you beg food? There's food everywhere. You know, I just ask for food and food appears right in front of me."
Out of touch.
And he, you know, comes across another one, and then this one, he's dying. The man is dying. But what he found was that they were all happy. And he couldn't understand or wrap his brain around, how can you have no money? How can you be starving? And how can you be dying and still be happy?
Mm.
So he decided he'd go back to the kingdom. And he was there for a little while, still contemplating and trying to understand, where is the happiness in this? You know, my idea of happiness is I can call on my servants to wash my feet. I can call on my servants to, you know, bring me 20 ladies, whatever, you know, all the alcohol in the world I can have. This is my happiness. If you don't have any of that, how can you find happiness in it? So he had the richest mentality.
The attachment.
Right. So he was in the kingdom or in the castle for a little while. He had gotten married and he had a son. And then on the night of his son's birth, he decided that he was going to leave the castle and he was going to go on the quest to find out how happiness can be achieved without having anything.
Hmm.
So he went out one late night and he went out and he started to meditate and he sat under the tree. And he started asking all of these questions in his meditation, but he wasn't getting an answer. So he says, well, maybe it wasn't about not having anything. Maybe it was about starving. Maybe the whole idea and concept of happiness is going to be found in starving. Mm. So he starved himself. So you may see emaciated Buddhas. That's what that representation is, because he sat there and he refused to eat. And all he would do was meditate. And one day, a family who was also poor came up to him with food and offered him food. And she offered him food with a smile on her face. And he opened his eyes and he looked at her and he graciously took the food and he started to eat and realized that it wasn't about starving at all. So through the rest of his quest of meditating, he came to realize that there are four truths. There are four noble truths in this world. And the first noble truth is that there will always be suffering. No matter what, the world is going to bring about suffering. Number two, the origin of suffering is attachment.
That's right.
So whenever we get attached to something and then it's no longer around, then we suffer, we cry, we hurt, we're in pain. The third one was the cease of suffering is obtainable completely. Because the suffering starts in the mind, which is where the attachment comes from. So if we stop attaching ourselves to things, but recognizing what we're attaching ourselves to, and recognizing that there's always going to be some sort of hurt and pain in our lives, that's always going to be there, that we can overcome that. And the suffering can cease by following an eightfold path or an eight rule. And number one is to know the truth. Number two is to say nothing to hurt others. Number three is to meditate or pray. Number four is to control your thoughts. So speak, think before you speak. Number five is to resist evil or stop doing bad things. Six is to free your mind of evil. So stop thinking about doing bad things. Number six, number seven is to work for the good of others. Selfless service.
Seva.
Seva. If there is one thing, and if you are Amma out there and you are listening, if you're not Amma, you wouldn't understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing is about selfless service.
Yep.
You know, Leia here spent some time in the kitchen.
Yeah, and I don't like being in the kitchen, but I like to do it because if it's for Amma.
Yeah. She was doing work that it did benefit her in the end because she ate food.
I got to eat yummy food.
But it wasn't, that was not the intention. The intention wasn't, I'm going to go here and help so that I can eat food. The intention was, I want to go and help.
Yeah. And it gave me great pleasure knowing that it was for the higher good.
And finally, the last one is to respect life. So if we live by the Four Noble Truths and then working on the Eightfold Path, then we then truly become Buddhas of ourselves. And I think a big misconception of Buddhism is that it is a religion.
It's not.
It's not. It's a way of life. It is, you know, Siddhartha was really, he was a Hindu before he became a Buddhist. But both Hinduism and Buddhism are ways of life. And, you know, you can call them religions. They are practices. And Leia's leaving us.
Bye. I'll see you guys next week.
As we wrap up. So goodbye. We will see you. We will talk to you soon.
Yes. And
have
join
fun.
Me live on Facebook at 10:30 on request to join Breathe and Believe. And join me on this new full moon ritual that I'm going to be doing called Chakra Dance.
Absolutely. And the link is located in our blog talk area there. So if you are listening on the computer, it's underneath the to order more supplies, call on a swear. Underneath that, it says join Leia Espana tonight for a full moon ritual dance live on Facebook. So you can just click on that. And if you're not a Breathe and Believe member, just request it and she will approve you.
Bye.
So, you know, this whole show is dedicated to working on yourself and to be a goddess. It is important to recognize where our issues are. And trust me, I have been on a journey for many, many, many years. And, you know, every once in a while that little stone gets thrown in your way and you're looking at things and you're like, why is this happening? Or what do I need to work on? And when you get to the point where you're like, I'm willing to do anything to move this energy or this vibration or to achieve whatever it is that I'm wanting to achieve, and you're willing to face your fear, you're willing to face the music, you're willing to do whatever it is. If it's kicking somebody out of your life, telling somebody, you know, you're no good for me, I can't be with you anymore, you're bringing me down or whatever, you know, then you move through it, and you move through life with grace and ease by doing these things. So, you know, stepping into that goddess self, it's not about appearance at all. Being a goddess is not about your appearance. It's not about, you know, the way that goddesses are portrayed on TV or in our minds or in our stories. It's the way that you live your life. It's the way that you treat yourself.
It's the way you carry yourself and the way you help others.
Right.
And even in a sense, help yourself, because you are divine just as much as anybody else is. You're just as important as somebody else. So you have to love and respect yourself as much as you love and respect others. And it's that energy and that lifestyle and being that really define who is a goddess. It's not because of
who she's married to or
who
what
she's
she
married
looks like.
To, what she looks like, how thin and trim she is, or how lush and luxurious she is. It's who she is on the inside that resonates on the outside. And in a lot of ways, you don't even really see that person. When you look you don't even have to look in a mirror to really see who your inner goddess is. You know who she is. And if you can love her, respect her, and then love and respect everybody else. That makes for a beautiful way of living.
Right. Even people, you know, within the past 5 years here, you know, things have been taken away from me and sometimes ripped away from me. And then people have come and gone out, in and out of my lives and my life. You know, I, at the moment that it's happening, it's really hard to stop and go, okay, this is all happening for a reason.
Yep.
And I will be the first one to admit that I usually sit in my own shit for about a week. And, you know, it's the sad sack, the feeling sorry for myself. What can I do? I'm so upset. You know, what have you? And really stepping into the human body and playing with the ego and doing that. But then after, you know, after a few days, I'm just like, well, I got to get out of this funk. I can't do this anymore. I have to rise above this because I know I practice what I preach. I know that there are better, bigger, different things coming because I am always manifesting. And when I mean always manifesting, I was sitting and crocheting downstairs a baby blanket for a really good friend of mine. And when I'm in that meditative state, because that's all I'm thinking about is every stitch, and now I'm having to count, but that's besides the point. You know, when I'm focused in on it, all of a sudden, all these things, these ideas start popping up in my head. And, you know, I want to write them down. I want to share them. I'm like, okay, group. And when I mean group, I mean Leia and Maiden here. We're coming together and we're building. And as we're building, you know, ideas are being thrown out. But every time an idea is thrown out there or information is given and we write it down, we're actually creating and manifesting that, you know. And so collectively as a group, of course, you know, if one person disagrees, then we try to work around it or we try to work it differently. So far, we haven't had that. So far, it's been like, sure, let's do it. Yay. Yeah. You know, let's do it. And when you have a beautiful group of women that gather together and agree, you know, okay, well, yeah, that's the, I agree. That's not the direction that we need to go. Or I agree. No, that's, you know, that's perfect. That's a beautiful idea. We bond together and we create beautiful things. And even if you're alone in this world, which you can't possibly be, but if you are alone in this world and you lift yourself up and you say, I can achieve, I can do, mm-hmm. I can succeed, I can thrive, I can live. And you start to work towards your goals, even if you're going blindly and you don't know where you're going. You know, I've told this story many times. You know, I had in the very beginning of starting my own business, doing readings and such, I believed that I needed all of these things to start. Mm-hmm. And money, capital was one of the big things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. If you have a dream out there, you don't need money to start. I believed that I needed a website and didn't know how to do it and would have to pay somebody to do a website for me, which means that I would need money. So then I was back at square one. But I quickly got a very fast lesson when a friend of mine came over to visit with me, and she asked me, okay, what do you want to do? How do you want to start? What do you think you need to begin? And I said, I need a website, but I need to have somebody help me because I don't have any money to design and create this website. So I guess that I can't achieve my goals. So he had said, okay, give me a minute. He ran to the bedroom, came back, and he says, so about this website thing, tell me more about it. And I went into, you know, full detail. He said, what would you do with it? What would you call it? Blah, 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 blah. And I call it Prasad Healing. And I explained what Prasad Healing meant. He ran away and he came right back. And he says, okay, so what else is preventing you from starting your business? And I said, well, that's just the biggest thing. I just need money. You know, I need money. He goes, okay, what if I told you, you now have your own website? I go, what? He says, I purchased your domain name for you. He says, I actually got it for free. I said, what the hell is that? He goes, you know what it is that I do. And I said, no, he was actually a boyfriend of my best friend. And he says, I work with people who are trying to build their small businesses. He says, I've purchased so many domain names over the years that I have free credits because I help people design and create their life. And I said, okay, so now I had no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me how
he
showed me how to start my website, and I really, really, truly started my business on $0. And I've grown it, and I've, you know, I've found niches, and now I'm not afraid to go out and say, oh, okay, here's another holistic metaphysical store. Would you like to have, you know, classes here? Can I run classes? And the more that I get out and I start doing that, and granted, this was through a connection, I went to Hearts and Soul, and I talked to Sharon, who is the owner there. I literally sat down with her for 5 minutes and I said, I have this whole big presentation of intuitive development and what it looks like. And I was showing her the books and I was ready to give her the whole spiel. And she says, of course, what dates do you want? 5 minutes in. I was like, wow. So know that I've now, well, I have, I'm going to say I have, but it's a collective on a couple of these. I have built 3 businesses on no money. There are no crickets out there, but 3 businesses. So I know that anything is possible, and I try not to let myself get in, you know, get in my own way. I get out of my own way, and I say, you know what, move it. I am going to do this. And even all the little videos that we create, that is, those are my doings. All the picture advertisements that we have going on out there that you see on Facebook all the time, those are my doings. And that's all as a result of I asked a question. How can I do this? This is what I want to do. And I asked it of Mr. Google. Yes, Mr. Google has an answer for everything. Once again, it may not always be correct, but most of the time it is correct and it will lead you down a path. And you just keep fighting to say, I want to put this sound with this video and I want to make this and I want to do that. How can I do that? And pretty soon you start to read these articles and you go, oh my God, it was that easy. Click, click, click. And then you're done.
You have to play.
You have to play. So I encourage everybody out there, and not to be too sidetracked from that, but I encourage everybody out there to just make their gratuity list and even think of, you know, your worst case scenarios and the things that have happened and really release the past and let it go. You're not hurting anybody but yourself by, you know, being resentful towards your ex-husband or your children or whatever it is that's out there, your mother, father, aunt, uncle, especially if they're dead. You're only really hurting yourself.
There's a really good meme out there that shows 3 pictures or 3 shots in the picture, and it's one where he's holding a hand is holding onto a rope so tightly that it's red and it's cutting off circulation, and you can see the indentations, and then you see it start to let go in the second image. And then in the third image, it's completely gone. And when it's completely gone, the skin has bounced back. It's not red. It's not inflamed. It's not cut off circulation. So there is this big thing on when you hold on to things, you may not even realize how much it's affecting you until you let it go and feel that release of things.
Well, funny enough with that meme, when I teach gratuity, which this whole thing was a speed class because I normally can talk a very long time about it. I would start off by having somebody tie ribbons around my wrists. Very, very long ribbons. I never told, you know, in the beginning, I don't tell them why I have these long ribbons, but I will move and I will move my hands and they will get caught in things. And as I'm trying to explain something, maybe it will brush on somebody or I'll end up stepping on it and just pulling things out. And then I did in one time, somebody said, why are you using those ribbons? Why are you having them if they're causing you so much trouble? And I said, thank you for asking. These are all my resentments and anger. What do you mean? And I said, well, I carry them around my wrist. They're very visible. I can see them. Every time I look at them, I get upset and angry because they're getting caught on things. But, you know, this ribbon that represents blah, 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 is it really hurting that person? No, it's hurting me. It's affecting me. It's getting caught in things. You know, like I had very long hair at one point and I got frustrated with it before I cut it all off because it would get caught in the door when I'd get in the car, or I'd sit on it and it would pull, you know. And so remember that, you know, if you're still emotionally attached to something that has happened so long ago, it's time to be grateful for that situation, as hard as it may be, and let it go and forgive it and just say, I forgive you for whatever you've done. I forgive myself for carrying it this long. And magic number 3, if you do it 3 times in a row and just take a nice deep breath, and then it's almost the promise that you're not going to go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to try this again. We're going to wrap up the show tonight. I hope everybody got some really good information. There was a lot of fast information. I apologize. We talk fast, but we are on limited time schedules here. We are going to close out the show with the way that we normally do. I will read Leia's part, and Monica will read my part, and I'll read Monica's part. So we'll interchange flip-flop here. And then I'm going to try and play the music that I wanted to play at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Remember, a goddess is a woman who is in the process of learning to know, accept, and love herself on all levels, mind, body, and spirit.
A woman who, because she focuses on the personal growth and self-awareness, experiences a life increasingly filled with peace, love, and joy.
A woman that understands she has unlimited capacity to make her life anything she wants.
A woman
who
is inspired
to give to those around her a sense of
gratitude
and
abundance.
The goddess in me honors the goddess in you. Have a great night, ladies. And let's try this again. And if it doesn't work, I apologize.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.